It's Friday, the 21st of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa will attend the 2025 G20 Leader Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa from 22 to 23 November as a special guest. She will also participate in the African Heads of State meeting on 21 November in the G20's Leaders Reception. Presidential Press Secretary Jonas Mbambo has the details.
So Namibia's presence at the 2025 G20 Summit is important because it puts us at the same table where the world's biggest economic decisions are being made. For the first time, the summit is being held in Africa, and this gives our continent a real chance to push issues that matter to us, things like fair trade, better support for development, jobs, and investment in our industries. So by attending the summit, President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa will make sure Namibia's needs and ideas are heard. It is a chance to talk directly to powerful countries about fair financing, opportunities for young people, and partnerships that can help us grow our economy. So simply put, this is an opportunity for Namibia to stand up, be counted, and make sure that the world listens to Africa's voice.
The Ministry of Justice and Labour Relations has welcomed a Finance Ministry directive requiring public contracts to go only to bidders who comply with the national minimum wage. Contractors found in violation of the wage regulation risk disqualification or termination, and public entities must verify compliance before awarding tenders. Executive Director at the Ministry of Justice and Labour Relations, Dr. Audrin Mate.
In line with this directive, all procurement contracts that have employment components must include a special contractual condition that mandates the termination of contracts if it is found that the contractor or bidder is not compliant with the national wage order. Furthermore, any bidder found to violate the national minimum wage provisions will be disqualified from the procurement process or face immediate termination of the procurement contracts.
The president of Ghana, John Mahama, says that Africa must reclaim sovereignty over its natural resources to secure the well-being of its people. Speaking at the 80th UN General Assembly, he linked today's inequalities to slavery, colonialism, and centuries of extraction, calling the slave trade a crime against humanity.
We'll continue to welcome foreign investment. We must negotiate better for a bigger share of the natural resources that belong to us. We must insist on value addition to these resources. We're tired of having people extract the most they come from us and in return offer us the very least by way of respect, consideration, and dignity in this liminal space of untold possibilities.
Moving abroad, studies from Novo Nordisk due early next month will give the strongest indication yet of whether blockbuster GLP-1 drugs, a class being used by millions for diabetes and weight loss, can slow progress of Alzheimer's disease, according to Reuters. Sierra Lee has more.
Two trials have been described by Novo as a lottery ticket. They're testing its older diabetes pill that has the same active ingredient as Ozempic and Wegovy in thousands of people with mild Alzheimer's. The goal is to decrease patients' rate of cognitive decline by at least 20%. Alzheimer's experts say success would usher in a convenient new treatment to slow progression in a condition that affects 50 million people globally.
And in South Africa, SABC News specialist correspondent Sophie Mokwena has reported that UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed interest in strengthening ties with the African continent and has signalled a willingness to help upgrade South Africa's rail network and broader infrastructure.
It's quite important to see the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom touching down at O.R. Tambo International. Earlier on, when he was asked by media in Britain, he indicated that this visit is quite important for him, not only from the perspective of the G20, but also in relation to strengthening the relationship with the African continent. As you know, South Africa is regarded as the gateway to Africa. And he pointed out in terms of what he will be doing, other issues include him attending one of the railway, SA railway projects because of the infrastructure. Structure investment the United Kingdom is engaged in South Africa. And by extension, you know that the African continent is focusing on strengthening its infrastructure.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.